Right now, Wisconsin was one of 35 states to cut both crime rates and imprisonment rates in 2016, according to a Pew study of federal data. During the past 8 years, the state saw drops in crime and imprisonment rates, each by 26%. Michael O'Hare is a professor of law at Marquette University and the author of two books about sentencing and incarceration reform. Michael, welcome to Central Time.
I'm very happy to be here, Rob. Thanks.
Michael, let's start with the crime rates. I think we see a lot of crime stories in the news, some upticks in homicide rates in some cities over the last couple of years. Big picture, though, are we seeing crime on the way down in Wisconsin and around the country?
Yeah, big picture, crime continues to go down nationally and in the state, and it has been on a very long-term downward trajectory since the early 1990s. It's interesting, if you look at the public opinion surveys, most Americans state that crime is getting worse. That's the perception that seems to be out there, but the data shows that that's just not true. Now, with the Wisconsin numbers, there's a little bit of a qualification that I think is in order. The Pew study reports a 26% drop in the crime rate between 2008 and 2016, and that is correct, but it's important to realize that that includes both property crime and violent crime, and property crime is far more prevalent than violent crime, so the overall drop reflects a drop in property crime. If you focus just on violent crime, which tends to be what members of the public are most concerned about, violent crime is actually up a little bit. So the overall drop reflects a large drop in property crime offsetting a very small increase in violent crime.
And then let's look at the incarceration side of things. We hear a lot about sentencing reform, changes in our prison system. Where is this decline in Wisconsin's incarcerated population coming from?
Yeah, and there I have to correct something that's in the Pew report. I did take a look at the Pew report, and the data is incorrect. The data is based on federal data from the Bureau of Justice Statistics, and the numbers didn't seem right to me. So I went back and ran them myself, and it's not a 26% decline. It's instead a 4% decline, which is nice. You know, it's better to be moving in that direction than to have a growing rate of imprisonment. But it's not nearly as big a drop as that Pew study reported. As far as what is causing that, I think there are at least a couple of significant causes. One is that the Department of Corrections has been handling people on supervision differently. Wisconsin historically has had a very high revocation rate, which means that when people are on supervision in the community, if they mess up, if they violate some conditions in the past, Wisconsin's been pretty quick to revoke supervision and send people into prison. And the Department of Corrections has been making some policy changes in recent years to try to reduce excessive and unnecessary revocations. Another big change that's happened is with drug incarceration and the number of people being sent into our prison system for drug crimes has dropped actually pretty sharply since 2008. And a lot of that has to do with things going on in Milwaukee County. Obviously, Milwaukee is the largest contributor to state criminal justice data, and Milwaukee has been handling drug offenses quite differently over the past decade or so, and relying a lot more on diversions from prison and treatment. So you see that reflected in this drop in the imprisonment rate in the state.
Is that a Milwaukee County-only story, or are you seeing similar things going on elsewhere in the state, though obviously with lower populations, it won't have maybe as big an impact on the overall state numbers?
Absolutely. It's something that's happening in really a growing number of counties around the state. But Milwaukee County is having the biggest impact on the overall state criminal justice numbers.
When we talk about crime and incarceration, one argument has been, okay, we've been seeing lower crime numbers as compared to especially the 80s and 90s, in part because we're incarcerating more people. The people who are committing crimes aren't on the streets. If we're seeing both of those numbers go down, crime rates and incarceration rates, what, if anything, does that tell us?
Well, I think the number one lesson is that there's only a loose relationship between incarceration rates and crime rates. And more broadly, I think people have a misimpression about how much the criminal justice system can do to control crime rates. Crime is a very complicated social phenomenon, and there are lots of things that caused crime to move up or down, and criminal justice policies at most are going to have a pretty modest impact on crime rates. But the other lesson, I think, from the whole big picture story of what's happened since the 1970s with crime and imprisonment is that probably in the 1970s we were somewhat under-incarcerating, and as incarceration rates grew in the 1970s and 1980s, that did eventually and through into the early 1990s, that did probably have a positive impact on crime rates. But we just kept growing and growing our prison population nationally and in Wisconsin past the point where it was really having much of a public safety benefit. And the researchers who have done the most sophisticated statistical analysis of this data nationally have concluded that the incarceration increases in the 70s and 80s were probably somewhat helpful on the public safety front. And then as we got into the 90s and more recently, we've just been putting more and more people into prison with little or no demonstrable public safety benefit.
And people are starting to look at the cost of incarceration. Is that an effect? Is that having an effect on how people are managing this issue in state legislatures and in at the county level?
Yeah, absolutely. Incarceration is a very expensive way to respond to crime, and the national average for cost of imprisonment is about $40,000 a year. So, nationally, we're looking at hundreds of thousands of prisoners. In Wisconsin, 23,000 prisoners. You know, you do the math; these become some pretty significant numbers. And state legislatures pay attention. I don't think that there's any coincidence that you really started to see an initial wave of state reform right around the time of the 2001 recession, which put a big hit into state budgets around the country, and that caused legislators to become more interested in adopting criminal justice reforms that would reduce over-reliance on incarceration. And then you see another wave right around the time of the 2007-2008 recession, when legislators once again had to be thinking very critically about their expenditures and looking for ways to save money. So there's no question that the cost of incarceration has been a very significant driver of criminal justice reform in this country over the past two decades.
Michael O'Hare is with us, professor of law at Marquette University. We're looking at declining incarceration numbers a little bit here in Wisconsin, declining crime numbers, especially property crime numbers in Wisconsin and around the country. Michael, assuming that everybody is interested in lowering the rates of crime, I don't think that's too controversial, and hearing that incarceration beyond a certain point isn't cost effective, there's diminishing returns there. Do we know what does work in lowering crime rates apart from a certain level of incarceration?
Well, certainly there are a lot of programs, of rehabilitative programs that have been demonstrated to be effective in reducing recidivism rates. Now, I have to be clear here, there's nothing that is 100% effective that will cure, if you will, every single criminal offender, but there's been a ton of research that's been done over the past few decades on a wide variety of different programs, and we know that things like drug treatment programs run in the correct way with good funding. We know drug treatment programs are effective in reducing recidivism rates, and we know that education in prisons is helpful in reducing recidivism rates, and vocational training and various kinds of cognitive behavioral therapy. These things have been demonstrated to be effective in reducing recidivism rates. So one of the best things that we can do to deal with crime rates is to do a better job of dealing with the underlying issues of offenders as they enter into the criminal justice system. And people in the system are becoming more and more sensitive to this. And I think there has been a significant amount of progress made in Wisconsin and nationally around this this goal of reducing recidivism by making greater use of evidence-based programming.
One of the big stories in the state lately in the last couple of years is the opioid epidemic. A lot of people are calling it prescription drugs, illegally obtained prescription drugs, illegal drugs themselves. Are there lessons from past drug problems, from the criminal justice system dealing with them, that we should, you think, be applying in 2018?
Yeah, I think absolutely. And there's just such a stark contrast to be drawn between this opioid epidemic that we're experiencing today and the crack cocaine epidemic of the mid-1980s through early 1990s. I've done a fair bit of research on that time period, and the response to crack cocaine was really a panicked response nationally and also in Wisconsin, too. And the response was one of getting tough on these drug offenses. And so incarceration rates for drug crime skyrocketed in that time period. And it just wasn't effective. It was very costly, and it diverted a lot of money that could have been much better spent on treatment for people with drug problems. And I think you're seeing that, at least to some extent, we've learned some of those lessons as a society with the opioid epidemic. There has been much less tendency to rush to adopt new mandatory minimum prison terms for drug crimes, and more of an attempt to develop a balanced response to the opioid epidemic that incorporates funding for treatment as well as enhanced criminal justice responses.
We'll leave it there for now, Michael. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Sure. Happy to be here.
That's Michael O'Hare, professor of law at Marquette University, joining us to look at falling crime and imprisonment rates across the country and in Wisconsin.